Welcome to the first episode of Super Awkward Fun Time with L. Latham and...
I'm Brandon Burkhart.
That's my first guest. That's Brandon Burkhart.
Always start with the best and then work your way down.
That's how we roll. Anyway, if you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know what the fuck is happening, maybe you should check out some of the videos from YouTube that we've done in the past. Just look up Super Awkward Fun Time and you'll find the show. If you are not new to the show, you know what you're in for. And there's no excuse. Here's Kat Doss.
Hey guys, how's it going?
She's only going to do a little appearance today because she's so busy.
I know.
Such it's a terrible. Career. Her career is just taking off, guys.
She charges a lot per podcast. She's the highest paid podcaster.
And she only comes in for 5 minutes. It's crazy.
That just cost us $20,000.
Exactly.
What can you do, right?
Anyway, new topics in the news today. News topics in the news today would be Paula Deen. Is she a racist?
Yes.
Yes.
She's okay. An old racist who's really good at cooking. But you know what's interesting to me is that they're making the movie out of Mother Lovers. You know, the Lonely Island
Oh, we're
video.
Going straight to Adore. This is just how we roll,
you
too.
Mean like
we
a
just
movie
go
movie?
From one thing to another.
They're making
and we talk over each other.
Serious art house film where these old cougar women, like on the beach, fall in love with each other's sons.
I think I read that log line somewhere. I didn't know if it was a real movie.
Yeah, Elle and I were watching the trailer this morning. We're like, what the hell?
It's literally Mother Lover, but serious and dramatic with
Isn't
sex.
Like Cougar Town, the series?
And Robin Wright and Naomi Watts are in this.
Well, if watching it is wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't know about you guys.
That was horrible.
It's a line
after the drawing board.
I don't want to be Robin Wright.
It's a line. Man. It's a line from the song. Have you seen the Mother Lover video by Lonely Island?
Oh yes. Okay, I get it now. All right.
Okay.
I'm a little slow on the uptake.
No worries. If you have every Lonely Island song memorized, which I might, I don't know, maybe you have too much time on your hands.
I think
I'm not
you're
sure.
lonely if you know every
I
Lonely Island
I was watching
song.
All of the Lonely Island
I'm always lonely.
Show, music videos and stuff on YouTube. So that's news. The Adore. We didn't really get to Paula Deen, but everybody's talking about Paula Deen.
Yeah,
so let's not talk about Paula Deen.
Like, we get it.
It's so stupid.
She wishes she still had a plantation.
She's old.
Oh, but did you see the end of her Today Show?
I did.
Crying interview where she said,
the napkin.
Somebody saw what I had and they wanted to take it from me.
That,
somebody evil.
That was crazy.
She made it all biblical and
it
like,
was really weird.
Trying to bring me down her cooking show.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of Under the Dome. Everybody watch Under the Dome.
I haven't seen it yet.
If you haven't seen it, see it now.
No spoilers.
It is so good. No spoilers at all, but watch that show. It's the shit. And
it's
in
like
a good
the Simpsons
way.
Movie, but.
Sure.
With more blood.
More blood.
Well,
less
which
Simpsons.
Came first? The Simpsons movie or Under the Dome?
So, well,
or the Stephen King book.
Supposedly
well,
he started writing it in the 80s and didn't finish it till after the Simpsons movie.
That's very
So he had the idea first.
Steven.
He just didn't like
He didn't publish
through.
It or tell anyone.
He
okay.
didn't follow it through. That's why they
okay.
say that
Then after he saw how well it worked in the Simpsons film, he was like, you know what?
This is the perfect time.
Yeah.
It was ahead of its time
go for it.
20 years ago, and now people want this.
It's timely. Everyone wants a giant dome, it sounds like.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I do,
living
kind
in
of.
A snow globe.
Well, would there be oxygen underneath?
And if you're Paula Deen, would there be black
like
people
enough?
Underneath?
Black people, Jews.
Well, the question is, if
the
they were
under
women,
would...
Other young women being sexually harassed? I read a lot about this testimony. She gave in the deposition. I read everything.
She
up
just,
to 79 pages.
She shot herself in the foot. She should have had an attorney.
We keep going back to Paula Deen.
No, but I read it was like
gay
for,
people
for racial and sex. What was the sex part? I don't know. The
She's
part.
Having a great day with the gay marriage.
Yeah, gay marriage
law.
Yay.
Now that
Times
people can
they
actually,
are changing.
People
I'm
can
excited.
Get married now in
I've,
California. Anyway.
I think it's ridiculous that it's illegal this day and age. I mean. This shouldn't be a celebration. This is just something you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do, I don't know if they deserve a gold star for finally repealing a medieval law, you know?
And all this talk about the stupid comments that I've read on message boards about, oh, now I can marry my cat. Now I can marry my dog.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Sorry, that's not part of the law.
It's not the same.
As much as I know you want to commit
people
bestiality.
People are not animals.
I only believe in civil unions with dogs and cats, but not actual marriages.
We leave it
it's
at that.
Too far.
Ooh, Modern Family.
Get benefits.
I met Eric Stone Street.
Drop that name. Straight, but he plays
Let me get
gay.
That name back. Oh, I dropped it on the
floor. Yeah, you guys are besties.
Yeah, sure. He'll say so. He's really interested in the show. Anyway,
in this show?
I met him the night of the decision, so that's pretty cool that I met somebody who's going to benefit from it.
You think he's listening right now because he listens to every podcast where his name is dropped?
I hope
Hi,
so.
Hi, Eric.
We love you, Eric. You're
actually
awesome.
A lot of celebrities do, you know, periodically search Twitter to see if they've been tweeted about.
Yeah, because they have...
He's on Twitter.
When they need an ego boost.
They have huge egos, yeah.
I'm following him on Twitter.
Or maybe they have fragile egos and they just need to, you know, check to make
That's
sure.
That's why they became famous in the first place. I'm very secure, which is why no one will ever know who I am.
Right. Yeah, you have to be insecure.
Your ego's too solid.
Yeah, your insecurities are what make you special.
Are they?
Some people think it's imperfections.
Definitely if you're Michael Cera, you know? Make a career out of it.
Well, he's doing well for himself.
In real life, he's probably not like that. He's probably really just like, yeah. That's right.
He probably does cocaine, just like in the movie This Is the End.
I haven't seen that yet. Spoiler.
Yeah, thanks.
It's in the trailer.
So. Thank
it's
you.
In the trailer.
I know. I saw the trailer. The trailers give everything away now anyway.
I didn't even watch the trailer before. I was like, oh my gosh, they gave Jonah Hill thing, everything.
It's not really a movie you watch for the plot, though.
No, but...
For the dick and marijuana jokes?
No, it was really actually well made in that regard. Like, it was a spoof of all these movies. It was really cool.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's really good, even though James Franco is in it.
James Franco seemed like a weird dude. Not that I know him.
He's kind of lame in that. In a fun way.
I briefly dated James Franco. He's all right. I did. You know, he seemed like a nice enough person. I wouldn't say anything bad about him.
How briefly? Like 2 minutes?
He was an okay kisser. Weeks. Not the best, not the worst, you know?
Did he taste like marijuana? A
couple weeks. I don't know. He was, you know, I hope that he does well in his career. He seems like
he's
an
okay doing
guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems to
he's
be doing
all right.
Okay. So.
This is how you.
I never speak ill of the dead or my exes because it just comes
Those
down
are the
to
same.
Bite you in the ass.
They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Why were you just calling James Gandolfini a piece of shit?
Oh, I don't. I never.
He's dead!
Yeah.
I
what is with
that.
Everyone? Okay, what is with everyone?
Unless it's Hitler or something.
Sanctifying.
I love James Gandolfini.
Everyone
he was cool.
is saying so many great things about James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
And I can't remember when he was in the news before he died. I'm
he's
sorry.
He's a great actor.
I cannot remember.
What? Do you? Come
I can't
on.
Remember when he was in the news
People
before he died.
I'm sorry, did you not watch any of his stuff?
I watched a few episodes of The Sopranos, but,
He's
you know...
a lovable gangster.
A few episodes, but you have to watch them all in a row to really...
I don't have to. I don't have to watch The Godfather. I haven't watched that either, so...
I guess, yeah, I mean, not
everyone... I mean, I'm a Scarface
person. Godfather.
Not everyone...
Stop the podcast now. Elle's gotta watch The Godfather.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. I really don't.
We're just gonna, like, tie you to, like,
I've
a
seen
chair.
I've seen Goodfellas.
Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah.
I've seen Goodfellas. I've seen The Clockwork Orange. I've seen Scarface. I don't need to see Godfather.
Are you saying you've seen one Italian in the movie? You've seen all Italians?
Yeah, it feels kind
of
racist.
You're the Paula Deen of movies.
I've seen mob
Italians
movies.
Down.
I've seen Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, now
I've
all Italians are in the mob. Okay.
Mob movies. They're all mob related.
Bonnie and Clyde is not a mob movie, even remotely.
They are
it's a
mob.
It's a spree killer.
It's a
heist they're spree killers.
They're
spree
so
killers.
Called a mob.
They're spree killers. It's just two of them.
Yeah. They're.
No, they're more than them. They're a gang. They're actually a gang.
You're thinking of Public Enemies with Johnny Depp.
No, Bonnie and Clyde was a gang. Like, they had, like, a group of people.
They have friends, but it's mainly about Bonnie and Clyde. They were the core.
They ran off together to
They were,
make
but they also needed
people.
The help of the other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone needs help, but, you
to
know,
rob
the core,
banks.
That's the lesson of this
you
podcast.
You can't just rob banks
Everybody
alone.
Needs people to help them.
Oh, that reminds me of Shy Ronnie. I was watching Shy Ronnie before. The Ronnie
know.
And Clyde
Shy
one.
Ronnie.
I don't know what that is.
It was the Lonely Island.
Rihanna.
Back to Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of that. Ronnie and Clyde. That was hilarious. And then John Hamm had a little cameo at the end. She's like, we're gonna have sex. That's hilarious.
He's funny.
Oh my gosh.
He seems like he'd be a really charismatic guy.
Yeah, he's really cute too.
Oh yeah, totally.
Anyone would tap that. No matter what race, religion.
He's one of those guys that crosses gender sexual orientation barriers.
Species.
Who else?
Interspecies.
Ryan Gosling. I know a lot of guys who admit having a man crush on Ryan Gosling.
Well, I'm hearing now that he might like other guys. That's the word.
I heard he's in a relationship with a woman, right?
He was with... Did he change his mind? He is with Eva Mendes, last time I checked.
Oh, really?
On a site. And then they had some issues, I guess, according to some sources, that he was reconnecting with Rachel McAdams, who just broke up with Michael Sheen. So, there's that whole situation.
There's always celebrity gossip going on, but I don't know. I love Ryan Gosling.
I do too. Watch The Believer, everybody.
If you're listening, call me.
I only keep track of what celebrities Kat is briefly dating at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's Katy Perry up to? That's what I want to know.
I don't know who that is.
She
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
I thought you were talking about like a cat
Katy
named
Perry's
named
the
after.
Name of the cat. Yeah, that's her cat.
Oh, she named her cat that?
Yeah,
so you
want to
know about the cat specifically?
I don't care about Katy Perry. I want to hear what Katy Perry has to say. What are her views on Paula Deen?
Meow, meow,
are you
meow, meow racist, meow, racist, meow, meow, racist.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So what was the sexual part of the Paula Deen lawsuit? I heard the
It was her brother was accused of sexually harassing other employees. And she was just ignoring.
Oh, okay.
And then he was watching porn on the job.
It just sounds...
Which is totally normal.
Sounds like they're just...
In a restaurant.
On the job.
In the break room.
Yeah, that's creepy.
With other people around.
It's really shameless of him, you know, to just put it out there for everyone, like...
But he's her brother.
Was he, like...
Bros and four hoes.
Was he dropping his pants?
She's
and just, like...
She's like, men will be men.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're all like that. They all watch porn. They all... They have these horrible emails.
I understand people might watch porn, but at work, you know?
They call each other nigger all the time.
Oh,
no, please
you
don't.
Just, like, got
don't
this
use
podcast
that
flagged.
Yeah, don't use that word.
Now
I'm not going to say that.
You're not, you don't have permission to
now
use that
we know
word.
Elle's from the South, too.
Yeah, we get that you're from
I was
Georgia.
Playing Paula Deen. I will say that, okay? I am not that person. I was playing a character.
Sure.
I will not go back on that. I played a character.
Well, I've had fun, but I
was
gotta...
in a Quentin Tarantino movie for a minute. Okay? That's all it was. Because
okay.
He says the N-word a lot.
Yeah, he's known
Yeah, we're all really uncomfortable now, Elle. Thanks a lot. Good job.
This is awkward.
It's super awkward.
It's the super awkward fun time. If there's not an N-word, it's not super awkward.
Let's not make that a rule for the show.
This show is going so downhill right now.
Yeah, I really don't.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Okay.
We need a water break after that.
Yeah, I gotta get to work anyway, but it was...
You don't have to tell everybody what you're doing.
It was fun.
You can just leave, and then people won't know.
I could
that
just
you
disappear,
left.
Yeah.
She's gonna work to
or
watch,
now it's
watch
like,
the
it's,
porn.
It's all, like, out in the open.
Yeah, I'm gonna go work for Paula Deen. I'm hoping it's not a hostile work environment. So.
Well, good luck finding a job with her. She's losing.
Well, Elle's gonna get this the first podcast sued for racial discrimination.
Damn it!
Those N-bombs.
Yeah. Damn it! It was just
Let's just not ever do that again.
You need to have all black guests next time to make up for this.
I'm having Jeff on, hopefully.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, she's dropping the...
Now you're just using Jeff
I have
to,
a
like,
black friend.
Yeah.
Excuse.
You're using the I have a black friend defense?
He's one of the good ones.
I have a lot of black friends.
You know, you have to make sure he signs a waiver allowing you to use him as your token black friend to get out of this.
He's not token. I have black girlfriends.
Okay.
That's like how Tarantino says, I know Samuel Jackson. I can put 20 N-bombs
He will
per page.
Be my Samuel Jackson.
Okay.
He will be my Sam Jackson.
I think we can all agree that Samuel Jackson's pretty cool, right?
I'm tired of these motherfucking
N-bombs
in this time motherfucking podcast.
I'm trying to change the subject. It's not working, is it?
Trayvon Martin. Let's go to a light subject.
Let's go to something completely just better.
Northwest!
Yeah.
What the hell? Kind of name.
That was a poor name.
Is Northwest. For a kid. For a girl.
Well, I just feel like they could have had three generations of K names.
They ran out of K names, I think.
You had Kanye and Kim. You know, it would have been so easy to just name her, like, you know, I don't know, Cordelia or something.
Cordelia? With a K?
Well, okay, Courtney isn't generally spelled with a K either.
It's a horrible name.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like my name choice.
It's better than Northwest, I guess.
It's just bad because celebrities say they want their kids to be treated like regular folks and left alone, and they give them this really crazy name. That kid will never be anonymous, never be able to blend
She's
in.
She's got to have a talent. You have to be the only one with talent.
She could just be pretty. You know?
I mean, two untalented people get together. I mean,
Kanye West is not untalented.
Okay, he's talented at being a jackass.
He's talented. He's a good musician.
He's a good producer.
He's a good producer. I agree with that.
Yeah, his music is pretty good. I mean,
it's listenable.
I like it. I mean,
even Paula Deen says he's one of the good ones.
Did she say that? She has a list of good ones.
I know. Do your Paula Deen impression again, Elle.
I ain't doing that again. No.
Never.
That was me. Not doing it. No. I'm from Georgia, okay? And I'm not racist. I swear I'm not racist.
I swear on a stack of Bibles.
What you can't see is that Elle's putting on blackface right now.
No.
Oh, God.
This is not what this has become. This has not become this. Anyway, Northwest, Southwest. I mean,
yeah,
the next
each
one's
child
gonna
be
Southwest.
Direction.
And then,
they gotta keep going, that's right.
And then, but there's nothing after that that you could do.
Northwest,
Southwest. And that's it.
Yeah, I guess.
They can't have more than two kids. That's the thing. There just can't be any more kids after that.
I think society wants them to stop having kids in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't have any.
It's bad enough that Michael Jackson named his kid Blanket.
But then he also named it Prince.
That kid will never...
Blanket is a worse name than Northwest, honestly.
But his name is really Prince, so...
I mean,
but everyone
no one's going to take someone seriously named Blanket.
He's royalty. He's Prince Michael.
Yeah, that's a dubious honor. Just because, you know, that whole situation is a little weird.
We're not going to Michael Jackson. I think it's too easy to go straight to Michael Jackson.
This whole podcast, it's gone downhill.
Jonah Hill, he's a pretty talented person.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's in Wolf of Wall Street. I can't wait to see him.
I like how he was skinny for like 3 months and said, fuck it, I'm going to be the fat guy again.
Maybe they just heavily photoshopped him.
Well, he
looks better as a fat guy.
He actually appeared at some award show skinny and people were saying he wasn't funny anymore. So put back on the funny.
That's sad, but I mean, it's true. You can't like... It's funnier to watch somebody.
But Seth Rogen is the opposite. Like, because he's the same. He's been complacent in his skinniness.
Well, yeah.
And he's still funny.
He was funny before,
but he got a little
after he gained weight,
more dramatic, better writer. You know. So reviews. We always do reviews in our show normally.
Oh, okay.
In our video show, and this is our new radio one. So, has anyone watched anything that they really want to talk about? I saw Skins.
Skins is
Which
a great
is awesome.
Show. The first two seasons are amazing.
I don't even know what that is.
After season three, it's kind of...
Devolves.
I don't even think of it as the same show. It's just
not
as good. But the first two
seasons
are
brilliant. But I hear it gets
better
in five. So maybe I'll try that one.
I don't know what Skins is. What is Skins?
Skins is a teen show where they do drugs, they get high, they have careless, reckless parents.
And they're a lot of them are art students.
And they have drama. And some of them die.
Some of them are... I mean, they all have these amazing talents, but then they're struggling with that and just their
day-to-day lives. It's good dialogue, good characters.
No, the acting on that show is just
Nicholas Holt was in it. It was like one of the first things that put him on the map.
Oh, okay.
So he was Tony Stone.
Yeah, there are a lot of those actors have gone on to better things.
Two of them are on Game of Thrones.
Which
is
amazing.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
Yes.
I'm missing
Red
Game
Wedding,
of
baby.
Thrones.
That was hilarious.
Depressing episode.
It was hilarious.
I actually had to pause it and rewind it because I couldn't tell what was going on. Who said it was funny?
Oh, Elle said it was hilarious, I think.
The Red Wedding was hilarious?
The Red Wedding wasn't hilarious, but the reactions were.
Don't get excited.
The Red Wedding wasn't funny, but the reactions were because people got really emotional and really attached. There was actually a Twitter account called Red Wedding Tears that was just people crying about George R. R. Martin killing off their favorite characters, which I thought was pretty funny.
I cried. I don't know.
Yeah, people were saying, I didn't cry when my parents died, but I cried when
I
saw this episode.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, people. Some people quit watching. People really took it personally.
That's sad.
Some people canceled HBO.
They got more jobs. The people who got killed are still working. Okay, that the woman Michelle who plays the mother. What's her name? I forgot her name. She's dead now. It doesn't matter. She's on Suits now, so that's cool. She got a job on there. I think she's like a cougar or something. Cougar warrior. And then the other guy got a pilot or something. So
he's
I think they're okay.
He's in a Disney film coming up.
He's in something. They're fine.
I think people were upset that that the characters died. They didn't actually think, oh no, that actor was was brutally murdered on the set.
Well,
and the cameras rolled the whole time.
Couldn't
they help him?
Some people
that's a really good point.
Some people get confused, feel like it's not fantasy.
That poor
it's
woman's
reality.
Unborn baby was a
pillow.
I was
so
pillow.
Sad
they
for
stabbed
that
a pillow
poor baby
to death.
Pillow.
Actually, when I was a kid, I did think that people died in movies. They really died.
Oh,
yeah,
sad.
Me too. I used to think they lived in the box. Like, and I was like, how do
I
get in this
dumb.
Box? How do I get into this box where everybody can see me? Oh, this is so cool. And I get to tell these stories.
I used to see
that was
the
beginning of my writing career.
I used to see the black and white
sad.
Westerns on Saturday morning, and
you're
I thought
sad.
The world was black and white back then. Mm-hmm. But how sad that in the Old West, everything was black and white, and no one had colors.
Yeah.
I think a lot of kids
But I think some
that.
Of them yeah. liked that there weren't any colors, if you know what I mean.
Back
in the West? In the Wild West?
The good old days.
When you can be against
Paula
Mexicans
Dean.
And it's okay.
Okay, we're back to the races and that's it. I'm out. I
love though when
Bye,
they,
Pat.
When they had,
thanks for coming.
Cats above us. I love when they would have like, they'd have like white dudes playing Indians and Mexicans.
Exactly, yeah. Tonto.
Just get a good
team. Tonto.
Yeah, Tonto was some Jewish guy with a big nose. But now we got Johnny Depp.
I mean, we've gone up a little bit.
Johnny Depp admitted that he had no Native American blood, and then later he did another some more press and said, well, I thought about it, I did research, I might have 1/16th of some kind of Choctaw.
I know that I do have some Cherokee.
Native American heritage.
If you're interested, come in the room. Anyway.
Everybody loves distant voices they can't understand in podcasts.
Yeah. That's one of those things that people enjoy and they listen to all the time. And they say, I need more of this sort of thing. And more racism.
Mm-hmm. Can't get enough.
Let's talk about all the races. Let's tick every box. I love when there's a show or a movie and they incorporate every race, like Under the Dome. I could say that about them. And every kind of demographic is...
It's like a small town in Maine, but there's one Asian guy and one Indian
There's
girl.
Like five black people, five French Canadians, five...
Everybody was passing through town.
Asians,
right
five Latinos, five white people. Like, everything's like... And lesbians, of course. And gay people. Can't forget the gay people. Gay men and lesbians. You can't have one without the other. Although on Under the Dome, so far, they're just lesbians.
How do you know they're lesbians?
Because one of them was referred to as mom by the other woman's daughter. So that was when it clicked in my head.
She's got two moms.
Oh, okay, she has two moms. That's cute.
So
good for her.
Dome is symbolism for the Defense of Marriage Act. Symbolism for DOMA.
Yes.
Dome,
under the DOMA. We cracked the code.
See, yeah, and only
we cracked the code.
And to be free. They have to release the dome, and then everyone's free and equal.
We've just figured the whole show out. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. It's all about the dome.
That's the subtext.
It's just like The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is about gay marriage,
no,
too?
No, it's an allegory, right? To something.
Are you saying the flying monkeys are black people? You're back on this again?
No.
Wow.
I would never say that.
You better go on the Today Show and cry and apologize.
No.
The evil force is out to get you.
No. I will not. I have nothing. I have nothing.
So what was...
I have nothing.
What was the allegory?
Nothing.
Now
I'm just going to start saying I have nothing.
Musical number. Oh, great. Now you're doing Whitney Houston in blackface again. Great.
Jews. I don't have Jews.
Okay. We just need to insult a different group before we were done. What's the allegory in Wizard of Oz? Don't trust midgets?
I don't remember. I just knew Like, when I was a kid, they would say, oh, this is, like, about the Communist Party or whatever. They
about the
like,
Communist Party?
Or this was
we
about the world.
We represent the Communist Guild. Communist Guild.
Or whatever, the Red Scare.
Emerald City
or
was the
like,
Red City.
Whatever it was. Like,
so Kansas was real America. And,
or, like, the Cold War. Like, something would be about something, and you're like, what?
So
where did you get this information?
If we give workers free healthcare, they'll be talking lions.
I don't know.
It's a slippery slope.
It is.
So we just watched the trailer for the Lego movie.
The Lego movie?
They made a movie based on Legos. I guess toys are
Chris Pratt,
viable.
Morgan Freeman.
We have Transformers. We have Legos. Is there going to be a Lincoln Logs movie next? Pick Up Sticks, the movie.
Oh, we already did Battleship. I was going to say
Battleship. You parody.
Damn it, we already did it.
The world out parodied.
Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, that's right.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
But if they did Checkers, one of the red pieces will be played by Johnny Depp. He claims
yes.
1/16th red piece.
Yeah, exactly. And then Armie Hammer would play.
Armie Hammer.
What would he play?
The lone corner piece. What? I thought the guy had I thought it was a fake name. His name's really Armie Hammer?
Yes, he's from the Arm and Hammer family.
Oh, so he's like rich boy.
He is rich.
It's good to see a privileged white person finally make it in this world.
And getting roles, yes.
Good for him.
Yes. And the whole cast of girls, I'm so happy for them.
The whole cast of girls is the Lone Ranger?
They're all like rich kids.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, they all have rich parents. Good for them.
They
need that job.
Wasn't one of the girls from Girls did some Kickstarter
yes.
for her band? And
I cannot pronounce
nobody,
her name.
It failed.
I'm sorry I can't pronounce her name, but Mamet.
Oh, yeah.
David
Mamet's
daughter.
And Zosia.
Yeah. And they did this video saying, it's so bad.
We need to raise money to put our music into visual form. And no one gave a shit. No one cared.
And it's so vague. Like,
and they didn't make the money because like, they're already working actresses.
They still made more money than my Indiegogo campaign did.
Well,
for our Indiegogo campaign for our movie. Sorry, it's mine though because
so
I'm dealing with this shit.
Podcast is a plug for Elle's Indiegogo. So be sure and post a link on the podcast.
Yeah, we need money. We're actually poor, so we need the work.
We can barely afford the waveforms that are.
Yeah.
Generated by this podcast.
Do you know how cheap this whole podcast is? You don't even know. Oh, we're in a studio, though. We're totally in a studio in East L.A. East L.A.?
East L.A., man. Elle had a funny joke you can't hear. I mean, Kat had a funny joke from the other room.
No, she
didn't.
We're
in a studio apartment.
We are not in a studio apartment. I'm not that poor. Anyway, I mean, I'm not that rich that I can afford my own studio apartment. That's crazy. I can afford a one bedroom with another person, who's Kat. By the way, yeah, we're roommates. Whatever.
If you're sharing a bedroom, don't you live in a half bedroom? Instead of a
one
bedroom?
Well, technically it is a one bedroom, and I sleep in it, the bed, and then she sleeps elsewhere.
It's a shared.
I sleep on the couch.
Oh.
Elsewhere.
You guys don't take turns?
On the couch.
You put her on the couch and you have a fight?
Oh, let's not get into that. I had a thought.
And there it goes.
It left my head. Okay. Shut up. Stop talking.
I just remind you, this is the first of this podcast, so
we're still working out the kinks.
We have a lot of kinks.
That's what she said. Thank you so much, Brandon Burkhart, for coming in and being our first guest.
Thanks, Al. Let me just throw a quick plug in.
Sure. We always like to plug it in.
Follow me on Twitter. It's my last name and my first name, Burkhart Brandon.
And follow me on Twitter as well, because I am the host with the most. I am L. Latham. I'm not going to do that again, because it didn't sound great. But thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. I hope we get picked up. Fingers crossed. Thank you. Continuing in the new episode of the first episode of Super Awkward Fun Time, which is now actually called the Super Awkward Fun Cast, in case you weren't aware of that, now you are. We have our second guest, and we being me, because Kat had to leave. Here is Steve. That all rhymed.
That was a Dr. Seuss-like intro.
It's amazing.
Thank you for having me. I was told Kat would be... No, I'm kidding. I was told Kat would be here. I
She isn't, unfortunately. She had to go do some working or something.
Well, is that what we're calling it now? Okay.
Yeah, we're not going there, actually. Well, she's going to hear this.
I was just going to leave it at the one-liner.
Let's do that.
Seen any movies this week?
Have you seen any movies this week? I'm the host.
I'm letting you.
So.
I'm trying to.
Oh, okay. You're giving me the edge.
I saw Monsters University yesterday. I actually really enjoyed that movie.
No spoilers. Give us your review.
A spoiler-free review. Anytime there's a sequel, even a Pixar sequel, which are granted better than normal, the bar is really low for me. But that movie exceeded my expectations by far.
That's great.
Very simply of just... Up top, it's Mike Wazowski's a kid,
and then it's a prequel.
It's a prequel, yeah. It's okay. they're all young, so all the characters you know from that story come back, and it's like just simple storytelling.
Cool.
That as someone out here trying to do it, for a long time I've wanted Pixar to fail, but now they've succeeded so much, where I'm like, nope, you're just gonna do it.
yeah. So it's. Doing well at the box office, I think, too.
It destroyed at the
body. It's number one.
I was looking something up for someone at my job in retail, and I remember...
You can say where you work.
I don't feel like it.
Okay, don't.
But they were asking me about a movie title, and I went on IMDb to look up the movie title, because that's the easiest way to get the SKU to look up the DVD in the system to see if we have it. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to look. It was Sunday, and I happened to look... talking to them about whatever they're talking about, and then I look in the lower right, and I'm like, Monsters, Inc. made $113 million?
Wow.
That's like a lot of money. What annoys me is Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, I agree.
I've worked in theme park and guest service for a long time, and I'm generally a very nice person, but something really gets to me when it's a street. Like, if you're at Disneyland... And you're on Main Street, and people are blocking Main Street. But like, well, it's a theme park, whatever. Like, Hollywood Boulevard's a street. Some of us actually live in this neighborhood.
Exactly.
And like,
I agree.
Oh, I've probably the past 2 days I've wound up around Hollywood and Highland, and I just,
me too.
Just like,
no stabbings yet, though. That's good.
Well, you really have to. Well, I don't want to say be asking for it, but like,
yeah, she was really asking for it.
I don't say I didn't mean asking
without
for
getting
it. And she took her dollar out. Well, she took a picture of a homeless man and then didn't give him money. I actually was doing this for Playboy Radio. Jessica Hall's her name. I was fortunate enough to be at her birthday party last night. And it was at Sweet, which is at Hollywood and Highland. And it was Wonka branded and or owned. I'm not sure.
The chocolate?
Yeah, Wonka. And the Hollywood Boulevard Willy Wonka. You know the one, the really creepy one.
Oh.
They hired him for the whole night, and he
that's
was, like, Creep City. Like, that's his bit. That's his whole game. He's like, hi, I'm Willy Wonka, and I'm gonna make you want to leave.
Yeah.
Also, I learned I'm a lazy fucker at this party, because I learned there were a bunch of, like, playmates and then friends of playmates on a dance floor, and dance floors in general, just like clubs, way too loud.
Right.
Just way too loud. Like, you can't talk to anybody. It's really annoying. And I remember, like, standing there and talking to a friend and just kind of explaining. Like, and she was explaining, like, well, what I like to do is I like to stand here and wait for single guys to come over and talk to me.
Huh.
And I was like, I wish I could grow to be good looking enough for that to be my game, just for, you know, single women, obviously.
Exactly.
And she's like, honey, you don't. The kind of girls that would, at this place, that would come up and talk to you, you don't want those girls. And then I pretty much had to explain, yeah, not as mates, but I, for a one-night thing, if all they're going to do is walk over, if all they're going to do is walk over and talk to me, and then I make, you know, I handle it, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, and then we pretty much established that I'm a lazy fucker.
Right.
I'm a good lover.
That's good to know.
I'm an astute.
Ladies, he's a good
lover. I'm astute. I'm an attentive. I'm a thorough lover.
Very important.
I'm a lazy fucker.
Very important.
I'm trying that bit out, though. I thought that was really a good bit.
I'm sure our listeners will really enjoy it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, living in Hollywood can be kind of a drag. You get used to it after a while, Like, and then people will be like, oh, it's Hollywood. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. And you're like, it's all right.
I actually have people, like, I think, because I walked the red carpet at that event and I posted that picture today. And there were a lot of people from my high school who knew me from Philadelphia who I guess weren't, who were just kind of fair weather friends. So they probably saw me when I was home for Christmas. So in their mind, I probably never left. And that to say Hollywood on your Facebook profile is the equivalent to saying, like, Hogwarts. It's like, it's kind of right. Like, oh yeah, he's in Hollywood. He really means.
Yeah.
He's in Philadelphia still hawking, you know, cable subscriptions there. I had a lot of jobs in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But people to this day still don't believe me that they're like, wait, so you don't live in Philadelphia anymore? It's been like 2 years. Where have you been? Like, I was home 3 times in the past 24 months. And that was apparently enough to keep up a ruse that I don't live here anymore. Yeah. Or that I do live, that I still live here when I don't.
Yeah.
What's the strangest job you've ever had?
Strangest.
Or worst. Go with worst.
I really don't want to say.
Because are you at that job currently?
No. But I don't want to denigrate people.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, you're not denigrating people. You're denigrating a job.
Well, it was the job itself. It was just really, really painful. The going door to door. I'm not going to say what I was doing.
Well, yeah.
But
you're canvassing.
I canvassed for a certain organization that I really believed in and I really trusted and gave money to a little bit and believed in wholeheartedly. But I just couldn't hack it physically, walking up mountains every day if that was going to be what it was going to be. So I had to quit after a week. It was lame, yeah. But...
And was it one of those... was it one of those where they're representing a big big nonprofit name, but you're actually working for a third-party subsidiary?
It wasn't that situation. Oh, you were working, I was actually working for the organization, but I still just couldn't do it. I just couldn't physically... I felt so bad. I felt bad physically and emotionally about it and cried. Because I cry when I quit jobs. Because I don't like quitting things. I like to see things through. And I saw it through that night that was really horrible for me. 8 hours of walking up hills in the Hollywood Hills. Up all these places and then down and up again and down again. All around and backwards and all that stuff. And then my feet just felt like... like they were being stabbed repeatedly. So by the end of the night, I could barely walk. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow. By the way, I'm done. Then I went to New York.
I had a job like that. I had a job like that in Philadelphia for, I don't even remember the name of the company, so I can get away with that. But essentially, they were a political action group that they were trying, and this was summer of 2009.
It was a long time ago.
This is really long.
That's when I came here.
It was summer of 2009, and they were trying to get everyone to sign a petition to start a bill in Congress that would get us, that if a group of employees wanted to start a union, it would de-legislate a bunch of stuff to make that happen easier. And I thought that was kind of cool, and I was really, really unemployed at the time. So I did it, and I just remember my second day on the job. The first day on the job, they told everybody, okay, what we do is we're not out to fix racism, but there's going to be two buses. There's going to be a bus where all our African-American and Hispanic employees are going to go to that neighbor, are going to go to those neighborhoods.
Back to the racism, guys.
And then, well, but they
no, you
said
don't
it so eloquently of just, we're not out to fix racism, but if we send... like, if we send you to West Oak Lane...
there might be a chance.
Like, not even, oh, there might be a chance you'd get shot or hassled. Wow. It's just more like, no, you wouldn't be very effective knocking on doors. Like, nobody would want to talk to you.
Yeah, I got nobody walking on doors. Knocking on doors.
I was about to
maybe
say,
walking on doors. Walking I would have gotten on a little more...
walking on their door
action.
Probably sounded like the first problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although, by my second day at that job... because days where they had two different van days, I would be in the white people van, and we'd go out to white neighborhoods. Like, we'd go out to white neighborhoods, and then we'd have... somehow they had access to voter registration, and they had us knocking on the doors of registered Democrats.
Right.
And the pitch was real simple. All we All we were looking for was, at the least, a signature, at the most, a signature, a handwritten letter, and a voicemail that they gave us all company cell phones to call on. I forget the name of the representative in Pennsylvania, but he was a really old man. He didn't make it. He didn't make it in Pennsylvania much longer, but he was around for, like, the lone bullet theory. And, like, we had his office's number. And, like, that was the job. And then, like, it was a high hourly wage as an independent contractor. A check at the end of the shift.
Right.
And if you just didn't keep your numbers up, they would drop you. And I was so desperate for a job that I took that job a month before becoming an RA at my college. And I knew full well I was becoming an RA at my college, and I didn't. And I wasn't going to have any more time to come back, you know, to come back and do this. But I'm not in the business of talking my way out of a job. So I just didn't tell them that till the last week.
Yeah.
And then I told them that. And even with my numbers being terrible, they're like, are you sure you don't want to stay? I hate when that...
That's the thing. Okay, that happened with me and the other company. Like the
they
knocking
just,
on doors.
I think they
like,
just...
They're like, I'm so sad about this.
Well, because I think in the...
Like, they took it a little harder than I did.
In the canvassing business, I think we both underestimate how...
desperate.
Well, not desperate, but I think we both underestimate how rare a reliable professional person is.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think... In Hollywood in general,
yeah,
or in Los Angeles in general, for, like, the general workforce,
right,
I've found that's been my saving grace a lot. It's like, he's
yes,
smart, funny.
They like you. Like, if they like you, they'll let you work there forever, even though you suck at what, like, what I do. I suck at what I do a little bit. I'm not going to say what it is, but I suck at it. It's so bad.
I suck at what I do, but that's what I'm supposed to.
But right now, I don't have the right leads. I'm in sales. Mm. And I don't have the right leads to get anything. It's for a nonprofit, of course. And so it's hard every day for everybody. But some people are still getting donations for this organization. And I'm like, wow, I'm just out in the woods without any kind of way to get back.
Yeah, I just... the woman I was the assistant to, because... Might as well bring this story up.
Yeah, stories. Let's do it.
I'll try my best to introduce this person while introducing the breadth of how I wound up sitting here. Let's see if I can do that in, like, two sentences.
Do it.
In summer of 2010, I had a short film in the short film corner at the Cannes Film Festival. I was also a bartender at the American Pavilion. While there, I met a bunch of wonderful people, including a model by the name of Rachel Mullins. A year later, I was out here as her assistant. And by assistant, I mean I lived with her and took care of all her stuff. She had a dog named Doodle that I looked after. And I lived there and I took care of everything. It's no secret that she, in like way before that, was a stripper. And she pretty much taught me something that I would have never otherwise learned. But it was so important to know. And it was how to make my ass cheeks pop. No, sorry. It was the whole fundamental idea of being a stripper versus a prostitute is a stripper is trying to make the most amount of money per minute, per second that she's stripping, per second that she's there working. She's trying to make the most amount of money per that second, per that minute. And that, like, there's a hustle to that, and that's why they're so pushy and they're like that, and there's so many tricks to the trade and all that stuff that when I was really hard up and was really looking for a job, I kind of took what I'm going to call the stripper mentality or the stripper approach of, who's going to pay me the most to be there?
That's just smart.
Commission, bonus, benefits, these are all nice, but I need to make X every week.
Right.
And I only have X to work. And if that equation doesn't work, I'm not going to bother. Once again, I was also living with a model while I was unemployed. So it was a lot easier to just be on my high horse.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, like, I'm not going to hawk studio tours. Actually, I could hawk studio... If I could work directly for the studio, I'd be great at that.
Yeah.
But to hawk tours on Hollywood Boulevard...
That's gotta suck.
I was walking here today, actually, and a guy... You know the guys with the CDs?
Yeah.
And he was... Because I guess they're doing that construction at the Chinese, so they're, like,
right,
way further back, and they're way towards Vine, where I am, and I'm, like, a block away from my house, and the guy was like, yo, dog, check this. And he tries to hand me a CD, and I normally don't engage the hawkers on Hollywood Boulevard, but... I couldn't help, because I was crossing the street and I knew he probably wouldn't follow me, because I am 6'1", 250 pounds. Like, I could take the dude. Not like it would come to that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Subliminally, you know That's what everyone's thinking. I pretty much just said, who rocks a CD, bro? And I just kept walking, and I was just like, you know what? I hope I change this whole business model. Because if he could find flash drives, exactly. 20 cents on the dollar, he'd be
like... Get with the times.
For real, bro.
Unless, I don't get it.
Because I think if you bought flash drives in bulk, it would be cheaper than CDRs. That's...
Yeah.
Call me crazy. I think... I've never actually priced flash drives. I might be dead wrong.
Flash drives aren't that expensive.
I think if you bought them in bulk, because it's just like a 12, 13 track song, album, so that would be like, what, 64 megabytes? A 64 megabyte flash drive? You could probably find a website that gives those away.
Yeah.
Just to put a logo on them.
Right.
So you're just using that website and then just putting a sticker. That's how you can promote your podcast. You stand on Hollywood Boulevard and give everyone a flash drive with...
We're full of solutions tonight, guys.
A little bit. And then, whatchamacallit, when you hand it to them and they take it, you go, yeah, hold on. Can I get a dollar?
Yeah.
You're just going to...
That's right.
I'm going to just give you something and you're going to take it? How's that going to work? Like, semantics?
Yeah.
That sounds exactly how it works.
And if they don't give me a dollar, I kill them. You know?
Well, then apparently that's...
That's a callback.
Apparently that's completely cool on Hollywood Boulevard.
I am not making light of murder. I know that I sounded racist before, and now I'm going into the murder territory.
When
I'm not a bad
racist?
Person. You will hear it, and you will hear it.
I didn't really sound...
I was playing Paula Deen. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. A different one.
Yeah. Same episode, different person.
Oh, so that's how these work.
Yeah.
As I'm standing on the show, as I'm like 20 minutes into the show, I'm like, oh, you have two guests. I get it now. Usually I ask... how the show runs before I come on the show.
Today, this is what's so awkward about this show.
It was pretty, rather awkward.
I don't even tell the guests what's happening. It's really in the moment, guys.
The only way we could get more awkward is if we just talked about Kat Doss again.
Oh my gosh,
that would
not
make it
talk
really,
about Kat Doss.
Or it would be really awkward if Kat Doss showed up and I realized that you just like asked her out of this show. And like, we weren't supposed
to. That's what happened.
That's you were just like, oh, yeah, we're filming that show Friday. Friday will come and just be like, man, where is that guy? He's always late to stuff. No wonder he got fired as an intern from that theater.
Oh, we should plug iOS. We love iOS.
Which is a different theater from the one that fired me as an intern, of course.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't want to plug your theater that fired you, boo.
Why would we plug that theater?
Whatever. That was water.
Water, I'm sorry,
guys. Water break. I believe that we could bring this to the stage on IO again. We just like turn it on, and just don't even be there.
That would be kind of cool.
People will pay to see it.
Or if we both Skype in.
We have a boombox with a CD.
Or you just have Mike Besaw up on lights, and then it's just his screen. And then
Mike's the light guy.
And then we both. It's like you and your guest on Skype.
Yeah.
And then there's like a live studio audience watching.
I love that idea.
And we're just like. And I'm sure the entire studio audience, or the entire audience is like, why did we... So Texas.
Yeah, Texas and...
Mexico can have it back. I mean, and that's not against, like, Texas. Are you following this Texas story? It's kind of hard to miss.
Shit, what?
Well, two days ago, Wendy Davis filibustered for 13 hours.
That happened.
For 13 hours to stop a special session of the Texas Senate from voting on a... bill that would ultimately close like 88% of the abortion clinics, and she filibustered. Which to the international listener, what a filibuster is in American politics is as long as you're still on the floor talking, that time is yours. So the filibuster is a way to just own all that time and hold up the floor. The longest filibuster in the history of the United States Senate was, I believe, 16 or 17 hours.
And did you research?
No, I just remember history.
Oh.
I just remember that. I actually remember this part of American history class. Like, I don't remember all of it. I just remember because I don't remember who did it, but I remember. But I remember by the end of it, according to historians, he was just reading the phone book. And also the issue at hand was just that somebody introduced the filibuster. And he was like, you can do that? I just want to have the longest one.
That's what she said.
Oh, that happened. Anyway, Wendy Davis filibustered for 13 hours. And what annoyed me about the Texas filibuster, much like the Texas deathmatch, is that there's rules. And I'm not kidding, Google Texas deathmatch. There are way too many rules for it to be a deathmatch. But it's still, everyone's bloody and it's awesome. But the filibuster, like, you get 3 strikes. You can't get aid from anyone else. You can't leave. You can't lean on the podium. And you can't go off topic. Which, I'm sorry, if what you're doing is intended to disrupt procedure, why are there rules? Why are there rules to how you can disrupt rules? I don't get it, but she's a hero. She went 13 hours and held them up, and what had happened was they had till midnight to vote on the thing to do it, and they voted after midnight. They voted after midnight, and then the next, like, morning, or, like, later that night, somebody went in and changed the timestamps of the vote, which I could just see someone going to that clerk's office and going, hey, I kind of need to fix a mistake. We were a little late coming in, and, can you fix those timestamps for me? I'm trying to allude to walking up to an abortion clinic. I don't think I'm doing well enough. But the idea that, but apparently that was found unconstitutional, and then, like, literally the next, like, morning, the Supreme Court did DOMA.
DOMA!
Which, for...
Callback.
Yep. Which is not to be confused with Under the Dome on CBS. Wait.
That's another callback.
I didn't even know that was a callback. Excuse me. I didn't even know that was a callback.
Synergy!
See? But DOMA, I actually really like the idea of DOMA.
What?
Or not the idea that we repealed it, sorry. But yeah, like, because the idea that in this day and age, the reason I don't care much about the rights that it gives to homosexuals is that I don't think that should even be a debate, much like Are Women Funny? Like, much like Are Women Funny, like, I don't think that should be the narrative at all. If you were to open-minded me who doesn't follow the news and just fundamentally thinks like he thinks, like, yeah, there's all this marriage legislation. I was like, are people trying to marry children or animals or inanimate objects? Because, you know, people marrying other people consensually, I don't see the problem. But what I do like about homosexuals specifically being allowed to marry, and is gay and homosexual, it's the same thing? Am I not?
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I'm thinking homosexual is strictly male, but I don't know why I'd think that. But I like it because I'm a heterosexual male who lives in California.
Hear that, ladies?
Which is a state... Oh, no, I'm about to... it's about to get weird. But I live in a country where there's a coin flip chance that if you get married, you're going to get divorced. And I live in a state where there's a 75% chance that if you get married, you're going to get divorced. And in California, there's what's called a California half.
Yep.
Which is like a half plus. And I'm kind of happy that in like 15, 20 years, God forbid, I wind up getting divorced. That by that time, the legislation will be asexual, ambisexual. Like, the legislation won't determine who the woman... Like, oh, well, the woman just takes half the dude's money. Where it's the legislation will be like, well, no, party... The divorcing party and the divorced party. And then it'll be very... So I think that'll be more fair and equal. Because there are a lot of people out here who take way too much money just by divorcing somebody. And I can't get any of that money. Do you know any rich women who will marry me for, like, 2 years and then...
Ladies?
Like I said, Steve Kaufman... I think we know why Steve Kaufman's single.
No, we should do some promotion since we are reaching the end of the climax of the show.
Uh-oh.
And I know that by Jezebel digging through her cage. That's our cue.
That's a good cue.
Let's promote our shit. My shit is the show. Obviously, this is the shit. Super Awkward Funcast, #1. #2 is coming up soon. We have, so far, Tony Bartoloni as our guest. He's returning from the video show.
I wonder if he's going to be as awkward as he was. Like, because he always
was super awkward.
But, like, he was, like, visually awkward. Like, me, like, I'm conversationally awkward. Like, him, he always had, like, a prop or something. Like,
I think he'll be fine.
But, like, I wonder if the pressure's going to be off him this time around.
Tony, do you think you're going to do well? I hope you do.
By the time this airs, it'll have happened, but...
Yeah, that's true.
We've already done it.
It's fun.
And is it my turn? Do I have anything to plug?
I was just going to say real quick, my YouTube channel, where I have actual good content now. I have deleted all the shit and left the shit in quotations. That would be AKA L. Latham, and you can also watch the previous episodes of this show in its entirety on stage, because that will give you an idea of what to expect in the future with these episodes. So there's that, and then follow me on Twitter, you already know it. Follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
I'm at Steve Kaufman. That's one F, two N's. Like Andy with one more N. And
Andy Kaufman.
StevKaufman.com. That will link you straight to my IMDb, where I'll show you all my wonderful credits, like himself on WrestleMania 20. That's an actual credit I
and
have.
And herself on Super Opera Fun Time on IMDb.
Is that on IMDb?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Not the stage show, but, just the original.
Oh, please. I could use the IMDb credit also. I have a YouTube channel, or I'm a part of a YouTube channel called The Cantina Bar Open Mic. It was a show I did about a year ago that's actually getting some traction, and I think it's going to find its home. Cool. I don't want to talk too much about it without knowing, but should mention that.
Also, I'm an editor. I'm a videographer. I'm a cinematographer. It's basically the same thing, except higher status. I am also an actress, director, writer, producer, and I do photography on the side. If you need headshots, hit me up at my website, llatham27.wix.com. That pretty much is it, I think. And then you go from there.
We're promoting career. We're promoting our careers, too.
Go ahead and promote your career.
I'm an actor and a filmmaker.
We have to know who we are.
I'm an actor and a filmmaker. I'm also a brand ambassador, editor, bartender, waiter, as we've discussed, canvasser. I've held over 300 jobs in my life, and that's not a made-up number.
That's cray.
It is cray. And, if you think you might want to work with me, you probably do, and you should call. You should call.
Call
find
both
some time
of us.
For you.
Call both of us. Google us, and thank you for coming, Steve.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun. I should come back sometime.
Yeah, really soon.
Okay.
Just, you're the next one.
I just, yes.
In the rotation.
You played into the awkward very well there.
I did. I do all the time. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and tune in for episode 2 coming up very soon on the page. I also want to say a sincere thank you to both my guests, one of which who is not here, and Kat Doss. For being a bitch and leaving. No,
wow.
I'm kidding.
Okay. This.
I'm joking. It's a joke. Oh my gosh. Sorry about the implications. Anyway, Jezebel says goodbye. Everybody says goodbye. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Thanks for having me.